Welcome to the entertainment news. First question up, do you like Brad Pitt?
I like Brad Pitt. Number of his movies I've enjoyed him in.
Yeah, I think he's a very good actor.
Yeah, he's all right, sure.
Yeah. There have been rumors around Brad Pitt, however, that he stinks.
Doesn't shower enough?
Yeah, that he literally smells
bad. Well, there was the time, and I don't know if it's still true, that he smoked a lot of pot. I don't know if he still does that or not.
Yeah, apparently
he likes the weed.
At their home, he has a Airstream trailer.
Angelina Jolie makes him go outside.
Yeah, makes him go to his weed trailer to wake and bake. So anyway, reportedly he's been stinking even worse than usual lately, and the rumor is that he has given up on soap. The report says that he feels it's full of toxins, and it's both bad for the planet and speeds up the aging process. Instead, he uses, quote, a homemade concoction of lemons, water, and apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't he ever see Fight Club?
I don't think I ever saw Fight Club.
Oh, if you haven't seen Fight Club, you have to see Fight Club.
Is that
Club.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
What did they use instead of soap?
Well, part of the script is that the Brad Pitt character makes custom soap.
Ah.
And he steals the fat from plastic surgery clinics.
Nice.
In order to render it down. That's why he says it's so good for the human body. It's human fat that he uses to render it down with.
One of the things I love about Brad Pitt movies, and next time you watch a Brad Pitt movie, pay attention to this. He eats in every movie.
He pretty much does,
In every movie, he eats something.
If you watch the Ocean's 11 flick, it's like every scene
he's
something.
Eating ice cream or peanuts or something.
There's the inconsistency, you know, the guys that keep track of the consistency of a movie.
Yeah.
They were showing one scene where in one scene he's eating a shrimp cocktail and they cut to Clooney. They come back to him and he's eating nachos. And then they go back to him, and he's back to the shrimp cocktail, then back to the nuts. So, I mean, depending on what
maybe they were just messing with us. They did it on purpose.
They may have. Now, you know, that can be confusing. Okay?
I never noticed those things in movies. I would stink at movie continuity.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you get into it, you can just have a lot of fun. In Braveheart, one of the great battle scenes.
There's a car in the background,
yeah, there's
right?
a car yeah. up on the hill. There's a white car back there
Oops.
That one of the producers drove his car, took care of business, and then they said, we're getting ready to wrap or film, and he just waited. And you can see the car, freedom! And there's like a Subaru up on the hill. It's hilarious.
When you have 10,000 extras, you may not get a second take. Right?
That's exactly the way it is. And when they're all painted blue and flashing their, anyway. So that can be confusing. And music today certainly can be confusing. You've heard the song, What Does the Fox Say?
I've heard about it. I don't think I've heard it.
It's a really difficult song to wrap your brain around. So I thought it would be appropriate. I contacted Morgan Freeman, and I asked him if he would be kind enough to read the lyrics to What Does the Fox Say? So maybe we get an idea of what it, why it's so popular. And if you don't mind, I'll just go ahead and play it now.
Dog goes woof.
Yeah.
Cat goes meow. Bird goes tweet. Mouse goes squeak. You're kidding. Cow goes moo. Frog goes croak. Elephant goes toot. Duck says quack. Fish goes blub. And seal goes ow, 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 ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? A ring-a-ding-ding. A ring-a-ding-ding. A ring-a-ding-ding. A ring-a-ding-ding.
So is this like
what
one
does
of
the
those,
fox say?
Is this like the Friday song or one of the stupid internet songs? Is that what this is?
This is one of the biggest hits. The video is absolutely...
It's not getting played on the radio, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Oh, absolutely. It is proof that drugs are incredibly prevalent in the music industry still. These people that put this, the group that put this together, they're sweet. And until they start talking about, you know, what does the fox say? It's got, you know, you heard it. It's got kind of a nice hook to it. It's got, you know, a dance.
Well, that's the thing. You could say put almost any lyrics to a good dance beat and sell it, I suppose.
It's absolutely. One thing I didn't report yesterday is there was a music producer that got stiffed by the band. It was like a death metal band. And they had him produce the album for them, and they were getting ready, and then they wouldn't pay him. And so he refused to release the master. which is really stupid because he owns, I mean, he's got it.
Uh-huh.
You want to produce the album? You pay me. I'll give you the master, the tape. Well, they refused to pay him, so in order to get paid, he put a dance mix behind it and released it. Oh, the death metal band with the techno dance mix.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they were ticked. But, you know, that's what you get. New movies this weekend. The Counselor comes out. It's Michael Fassbender, plays a lawyer tempted into setting up a one-time drug deal for one of his shady clients.
Speaking of Brad Pitt.
Yep, Ridley Scott is directing. Javier Bardem is the shady client.
Big name cast in this one.
Oh yeah, all kinds of people in there. Penelope Cruz is Fassbender's naive fiancée. Cameron Diaz is the sociopathic girlfriend, and Brad Pitt is the middleman who brokers the deal. Bad Grandpa. Johnny Knoxville.
You're
going to
go
back.
See Bad Grandpa. I know you are.
This is going to be a rental, I'm pretty sure. I am going to see it, though. Knoxville returns as his old man character, Irving Zisman, in a Jackass-style film that actually has a plot for a change. In this one, Irving gets stuck with his 8-year-old grandson and is taking him across the country to find his deadbeat dad.
And engaging in all kinds of
bad, inappropriate behavior,
yeah.
So it's one of the... He's one of the... The Jackass guys.
Yeah, he's dressed up as an old guy.
Yeah,
so he pretends to be an old guy, and mayhem ensues.
Oh, and some of it is absolutely hilarious. And yes, they use they use real people and their reaction in the film. So
are we going to get 12 Years a Slave here? Do you think? Because that's supposed to be one of the best movies of the year. Probably going to win the Academy Award or be up there for it.
I don't know,
because that comes out this weekend too. I think.
We could. Who knows? Now, BuzzFeed came out with a list of horror film remakes that they say should never have been made.
The bad remakes of horror movies.
The bad remakes.
There have been some good ones, but
okay.
Well, wait a minute, but horror movies. That's one of the genres that should get better as you do remakes. You get better special effects.
Well, they get bloodier.
These are not cast dependent, so you can get no-name actors.
Let me go over the top five and see if you agree that the remakes should never have been made. They say The Wolfman, the classic Universal monster movies of the 30s and 40s included the original Wolfman, which was with Lon Chaney Jr. They say the remake in 2010, starring Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins, was a huge failure.
I don't know.
Never have been
made. Like that movie. Have you seen that movie?
I've never seen
it. Oh, I think it's good.
I want to see it. Now,
Benicio del Toro is excellent.
They say that in the article, it says Invasion of the Body Snatchers was one that they said was kind of complicated to come up with. It originally came out in 1956 and was, I loved it. I thought it was great.
The original was better than the Donald Sutherland remake, although the ending of the Donald Sutherland remake was pretty scary.
Yeah, it really was. Now, the 78 remake with Sutherland and Jeff Goldblum. Then there was a 2007 version with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, apparently nobody else did either. A Haunting in 1963. Its original is regarded as one of the greatest haunted house movies ever. The remake starring Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson, however, was horrible. Frankenstein, in 1994 remake, the original starring Boris Karloff back in 1931, classic, and you have to see that one before you can watch Young Frankenstein.
To get all the jokes.
You have to.
Yeah.
But they say that the 1994 remake with Robert De Niro, while it was a great movie, was a complete disaster.
I don't remember that. Was that the one with Jennifer Beals was in that one?
No, not Jennifer Beals. Horseface. What's her name? The one with the giant mouth.
Julia Roberts.
Thank you.
Horseface.
She's not aging well.
Come on, dude, she's
aging like milk. No, she's not.
Oh, man.
No, she's not.
Jennifer Beals, the plot line could be that she went to Dr. Frankenstein to get that nose done.
Well, sure.
You guys are
bad.
And
then the Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, I think, is one of the best movies ever. It's absolutely fantastic. King did not like it because it didn't stick to the book. King wrote the script and the screenplay for the ABC miniseries with Steven Weber, the guy from Wings.
Yeah.
That was a bucket.
The Shining doesn't work as a miniseries. It's a movie.
No, I'm sorry. It just doesn't. So there it is. That's the entertainment news. What we're going to do now is, while we go to break, I'm going to try one more time to get us signed up for Obamacare. Hold on tight. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to try.
Good morning. Welcome to Obamacare Healthcare 800 phone line, because the website doesn't work. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I would like...
Let me guess. You want to sign up for medical coverage?
Yes.
Right. So does everyone else. For a list of available plans, please press 1 now. Yes, thanks for pushing 1. Plan A is a 50% deductible with a 20% copay if you're in network. And it's a 40% deductible with a 30% copay out of network. And you pay everything if you're on the Bravo television network.
What?
Press 2 if you have a pre-existing condition. Yes, thanks for pushing 2. What is your pre-existing condition?
I have 6 months to live.
I'm sorry. 6 months and 1 day is the length of time it'll take to sign up.
I thought Obamacare lets you get coverage no matter what your issue is.
Well, let me check the website. Okay, I'm in.
Wait, you're on the website?
Special sign-in code for us to run around for you. Oh, yes, here it is. You're right.
Oh, thank God.
Unfortunately, you've gone over your allotted time. Thank you for calling, Obama. We don't really care. Have a nice day.
Wait, what? No! No! Hello! Come back!
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.